Recorded Books presents My Heart is Human by Rhys Hogan, narrated by M.W. Kartosian Wilson. Chapter 1. The Westside Health Clinic was the first place Joel Ludwig had ever worked with an honest-to-God bionic. He didn't think he'd ever get used to the thing. Even if it wasn't operable, a dead robot was still a robot. There was something almost tragic about its appearance in the windowless storage room, its closed eyes, its eerily human features, its pale gold metal torso and metallic arms and legs. It was a hint of the life they'd been promised as kids. The money, the technology, the ease. But it was also a reminder of good things gone bad. Maybe that was why the shutdown bionic was getting to Joel today more than it usually did. Good things gone bad. Ugly words. Words he didn't like applying to himself. Just get to the end of today, he thought. Then you'll never have to think about it again. His cheek twitched, and he wrenched his eyes away from the dead bionic and back to the pink pills he was sliding across the pill tray and into the curved chute on the side. To his right, he heard a thump as another chart fell through the slot across the room, then the unmistakable cascade of paper as it tipped and spilled onto the floor. Damn it, Ludwig, keep your eye on that stack, will ya? What have I told you about letting them pile up like that? Joel glanced over his shoulder. Dr. Grotheimer, or Grotes, as Joel privately referred to him, was leaning against the counter with a newspaper open, glaring over the top of it. The charts piled in the tray beneath the slot were close enough to his left hand that he could have nudged them aside without moving if he'd had a mind to. Joel abandoned the pills he was counting to circle around Grotes and grab the stack of medical charts. He walked back to his workspace and dumped them next to the smashed-in computer screen in the wall, then bent to grab the one that had spilled onto the floor. Grotes flipped another page of the newspaper. More about this Nyctalope singer and her show this weekend, he grunted. Can you believe that? Some outsider pop star comes through and the whole city loses its damn mind. He pronounced it Nyctalope. Joel almost laughed, but hit it by standing and tossing the chart onto the pile. Nyctalope, he said, stressing the long I sound in the first syllable, hasn't toured New Mexico since her first album came out. That's why she's getting so much coverage. Or didn't you read that? What, you're a fan? Joel turned back to the pills. He closed the plastic cover over the tray chute and dumped the unused pills back in the bigger container. The ones in the chute, he poured into an unlabeled amber container, then snapped a cap on. Not really my style, he said. Most of her older music is just uncreative lyrics, uninspired melodies, same stuff everyone else is doing. Oh, and I can hear it in your voice now, said Grotes. You think you can do better, because you're an artist, ain't you, Ludwig? When Joel didn't answer, he humped, turning back to the paper. So, is this the singer's real name? Nyctalope? Joel pulled over a sheet of labels and penned on the patient's name in black caps. No, Nyctalope was a superhero, early 1900s. Some say the first cyborg ever written. So it's a commentary on the state of our world now. Oh, really? And what's the comment then? To bring the bionics back? Maybe on how impossible it was in the first place, Joel said. Owning technology that wouldn't eventually be corrupted by viruses and become too dangerous to use. That kind of thing. So I suppose something like the cyberblood virus was seen as inevitable to your generation, huh? Said Grotes. Almost unconsciously, he ran a hand over the scar on his right wrist, where his radio frequency ID had been removed. Or maybe it was a reminder that tech had been a part of his life for 50-something years, as opposed to the mere 13 years Joel had before the cyberblood virus shut everything down. Joel peeled the label from the sheet and rolled it onto the bottle, then snuck a glance at the clock. 5 till 5. To my generation, he answered. Not necessarily, but to someone like my 5-year-old daughter, who hasn't ever used a screen and maybe never will, the cyberblood virus will be the narrowly avoided warning of technology gone wrong. And I think that's Nyctalope's message. A reminder of a close call, a cautionary tale of good things gone bad. Grotes looked up from the paper.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?